This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now we're talking about the NXIVM cult, spelled N-X-I-V-M. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
So this got into the news several weeks ago. I mean, I guess it's been in and out of the news, but I've not seen it until the last month. It's been in and out of the news over the last decade or so, at least, according to this story here at thedailybeast.com. And it made the news last month when the supposed leader of the cult, Keith Raniere, was arrested by the FBI and accused of, let's see here, what was it, basically sex trafficking? Yeah, oh, and they arrested him in Mexico.
And probably making a lot of money that he wasn't reporting.
So apparently he thought he could get out of the United States and get out of their jurisdiction and avoid arrest, but they snatched him up in Mexico. He's been charged with sex trafficking and conspiracy to commit forced labor. So they go through a few different stories here that have been written about the NXIVM cult over the years. Dean, Conan, and Daryl in here. Our number, by the way, for you is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. 855-450-3733, especially if you're somebody with a history in cults, you know, maybe the weirder ones. And you want to comment on, you know, especially if you've been involved in NXIVM, certainly would love to hear from you, but I don't know how many members they have.
It sounds like a lot of sexy women are involved, and they don't listen to this
show. The Seagram's girls, apparently, were some of the earlier supposed victims of this cult, having laid out over $100+ million worth of their family's trust money and such to bail this, you know, supposed leader of this cult out of various different situations.
And according to an article that I have, again, I've got one from the Daily Beast that seems to be different than the one that you have, says that in 2003, a Forbes profile of Raniere reported that some 3,700 people had flocked to his executive success programs, which appeared to be those courses that were being sold through NXIVM.
How many million?
3,700, which is not millions.
Sorry, I thought you said million in there somewhere.
No. Yeah. You're the one that mentioned millions of dollars.
Okay.
This was numbers of people.
Yeah, that's not a whole lot then.
Times
3,700 is still a fair number of
over
people.
How many
years? Times whatever these courses cost each.
Yeah, they're probably not cheap.
I think you're going to get into the millions.
Right, but you know, it takes a long time to find three people that can find three people.
Yeah, but
that are then willing to get branded.
Yeah, but if sex is involved, and you have women with, you know,
but branding.
And how many of the members of this cult were female? Because a lot of the other leaders that they're citing here are female. So it was like, from what I've heard, they, you know, tried to recruit female members with the idea of female empowerment, and then ultimately
right.
End up branding them. So who knows what the sort of process they're taking them through here, but I'm sure that we can learn more. Catherine Oxenberg, according to the Daily Beast, isn't the only minor celebrity to make an appearance in Rainier's tangled web. Smallville fans were shocked to learn that Allison Mack, the Teen Choice Award-winning actress who played Chloe Sullivan on the CW series, is allegedly a key recruiter at NXIVM. Frank Parlato is a business person who was accused by the Bronfman sisters. Those are the sisters behind the Seagram's family fortune.
Yep. She's a talent scout, Ian.
That's what it sounds like. Of defrauding them in 2011, he's gone on to publish information about NXIVM on his blog, The Frank Report, often citing anonymous ex-followers. According to Parlato, Mac helped form the secret sorority, otherwise known as DOS, which stood for Dominos Obsequious Sororium, which means master over the slave women, envisioning a, quote, united group of women branded in the name of Keith Raniere and Ms. Allison Mack, which will be a force for good and a female force against evil, unquote. According to the 2017 Daily Mail article, quote, DOS operates as a master-slave hierarchy, with Raniere at the top and Mack as his immediate subordinate. Women in the group are allegedly kept on a 500 to 800 calorie a day diet because Raniere likes thin women and believes fat interferes with his energy levels.
Ian, did you say before that the branding was AM?
Well, there was
KR, and if you flip that upside down, if the depending on however it's designed, it said what they flipped hers upside down so it looked like AM.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you've got Keith Raniere and Alison Mack. Okay.
Let's see here. So, again, he said that the women could only eat 500 to 800 calories a day. Now, I don't know what the recommended caloric intake per day for the average, you know, inactive person is.
It's probably about 500.
No. I know that when I was in jail, they were feeding us 2,200 calories per
recommended
day.
Daily allowance is 2,000 calories.
Yeah. Yeah, for someone who was active.
No.
No.
In jail.
For a human being.
Yeah.
Your recommended daily allowance is 2,000 calories.
Right. And it says a country of fat people.
Whatever, dude. It's worth pointing out. These people were...
Okay, 500 is not enough, but I think 2,000
calories is like a yogurt. Barely a meal.
That's like a yogurt.
No,
dude.
It's not.
I bet you it is, man.
A yogurt is going to be
a
about...
A Whopper is like 500.
Okay, maybe.
No, a Whopper is about 700. You add in a fry, that's about another 500.
Yeah.
I just
most
said
Americans...
A
this is a whole day, dude. So imagine a Whopper for the entire day.
Hold on. We're talking to somebody that lives on a pack of ramen noodles because he's a cheap ass.
Four Whoppers a day. That's a lot of damn food.
The women in this cult
can only eat one Whopper a day. I know.
One Whopper. Okay? 500 calories. Now you got me curious to know what a... Now, of course, yogurt's not what it used to be, because yogurt used to be 8 ounces. Now they're 5.3, so you don't even get as much in a unit.
So, according to my fitness watch, I have burned 2,450 calories today, and I know I'm not consumed anywhere near that.
But you went for a run.
Right.
Anyway, going on here. So, Parlato claims slaves must immediately answer their master anytime they text or call them, and if they do not recruit enough slaves of their own, they are beaten with a paddle on their buttocks. Unquote.
Sometimes they might enjoy that.
Well, that's the thing. If this is consensual...
And or getting branded.
Then it's not slavery in the traditional sense. The Frank Report alleged that Mack herself introduced the corporal punishment aspect into the sorority, which makes you wonder what she went through when she was a kid. In that 2017 blog post, Parlato claimed that Mack also had taken over Jeunesse, J-N-E-S-S, a NXIVM women's group, writing that, quote, both women's groups, Jeunesse and DOS, are based on the teachings of Mr. Raniere. Both require members to keep the teachings secret. Jeunesse is open to females who want to take entry-level self-improvement courses on female empowerment. A beginner is not told about the higher-level teachings until she proves qualified. Since Ms. Mack has assumed control of both organizations, Jeunesse is evolving into a training ground and recruitment camp for women who may qualify for the teachings of DOS. The cream of Jeunesse women are invited to join DOS, and the cream of DOS women are invited to join Mr. Rainier's harem.
Okay, I'm at healthline.com.
What's that?
Female, age 25, 110 pounds, 5'7", slightly active, 1,700 calories per day.
Yeah, so you're talking about a third. They're getting a third of the recommended.
Unless they want to lose weight, and then they would only need 1,400 yeah. calories per day.
According to the BBC, the FBI's criminal complaint similarly claims that, quote, once recruited as slaves, women were allegedly expected to perform menial chores for their masters and have sex with Mr. Raniere, who was known as, quote, the Vanguard. So that's what I guess you have to call him if you were in the cult.
Okay.
Quote, Raniere has maintained a rotating group of 15 to 20 women with whom he maintains sexual relationships, the FBI stated in its complaint. These women are not permitted to have sexual relationships with anyone but Raniere or to discuss with others their relationship with Raniere. Some of the NXIVM curriculum included teachings about the need for men to have multiple sexual partners and the need for women to be monogamous, which is a load of crap.
Right,
if you ask me. But Mack, who has acted sparingly since Smallville, praises Raniere on her blog. In the bio section of her blog, AllisonMack.com/biography, she writes, quote, over the course of several years, Mr. Raniere mentored Allison in her study of acting and music. As such, she has developed a deep connection to the nature of humanity as it relates to acting as an art form and a tool for personal evolution. The blog also said that, quote, in 2013, Mr. Raniere worked with Allison in a small group of equally skilled and dedicated professionals to develop a curriculum that's currently taught through a private arts academy, The Source. There, Allison serves as president and is one of its top trainers, unquote. Carlotto told The Sun that Mack is one of the women who can be seen panicking over Rainier in a leaked video clip of his arrest. According to prosecutors, the women that were reportedly living with him in Mexico, quote, chased the car in which the defendant was being transported in their own car at high speed. NXIVM's official website currently reads, quote, in response to the allegations against our founder, Keith Rainier, we're currently working with the authorities to demonstrate his innocence and true character. So that leads us to what happened to Ms. Mack last week. Coming next.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. once it finishes updating, I guess it decided it wanted to do an update here. You can also call us on Discord.
It can't be any worse than my PC updating.
Is it still going?
An hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, you finally got through
it's finally up and running.
Wow. Discord is available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Both Conan and I are in there tonight, along with a bunch of other people chatting about various different things. There have been some posts about this Allison Mack, who is an actress, or was. Maybe she doesn't do that much acting anymore because she's too busy branding women as initiates into the Nexium cult, allegedly. Of course, the Nexium organization putting out a response on their website about their founder, Keith Rainier, who has been arrested under allegations of running this sex slave cult, or alleged sex slave cult, claiming that this is a sex trafficking operation and there was, you know, some kind of abuse that was going on, according to the story at the Daily, I forget, whatever it was, dailybeast.com. He was arrested in Mexico, charged with sex trafficking and conspiracy to commit forced labor. Nexium's official response on their website is, quote, "In response to the allegations against our founder, Keith Rainier, we are currently working with the authorities to demonstrate his innocence and true character. We strongly believe the justice system will prevail in bringing the truth to light. We are saddened by the reports perpetuated by the media and their apparent disregard for innocent until proven guilty, yet we will continue to honor the same principles on which our company was founded. It's during the times of greatest adversity that integrity, humanity, and compassion are hardest and needed most."
You know, he should have been arrested for that ugly old brand. That's ugly.
You're talking about the KR/AM brand?
Yeah, and depending on how you turn it,
yeah,
you get different variations of whatever you want it to look like. There's lots of other little squiggles and lines. You can probably turn it in all kinds of things.
A few different things, yeah.
But, I mean, get yourself a good brand, guys. I mean, that thing is ugly.
Well, he's
but I guess you're not. I guess you're out of business, so no more.
Well, he's not out of business. He's just been arrested.
You're in jail getting some.
Remember, this is a guy who got $150 million out of the Seagram's heiresses, and that's just one example. I mean, he's got however many other so-called slaves. That again, these are people who are apparently consenting to this. They're not really slaves, and I think that's probably where the state's case is going to fall apart. You know, because they're going to be able to probably prove that this was all by consent.
And that's why they're going after sex trafficking. And also, I think you're going to find tax evasion that's going to show.
Probably.
Unless the prosecution is able to wind up convincing all of these women that they didn't actually consent to anything.
Yeah. Oh,
and then they testify against him, and then he winds up going to jail for 500 and some odd billion years.
Yeah, because the whole Me Too movement, right? These women were taken advantage of. It was someone was putting pills in their drinks.
No, once something is classified as sex trafficking, they're going to convince the person you're the victim. You did not consent to this. You are a victim. Let me explain to you all the ways that you're a victim.
If they can, I think you're right, Joe.
And now we need you to testify against this guy that victimized you.
But what if they have other people going in there saying, well, because not all of them are going to probably flip to the prosecutor. So if they all did flip, but what if there's like two sides? What if one side's saying, I'm a victim. I've been told now that I've been, you know, I was used against my will, while others are like, yeah, I wanted to get branded because it made me feel special. I wanted to be branded because I believe in Nexium and whatever the heck its tenets are.
They're not going to have those people that they weren't victims. They're not going to have them testify.
Well, the defense sure as hell will.
The defense will probably
this guy
try every
some attorneys,
right? But the state isn't going to use them.
No, but they're
and
going
then
to go
the jury is going to. Well, there were all these women that testified saying they were victims. We're going to believe them.
How many
the
jurors
women
do you
that
have to
said
convince
that,
in a civil case?
It depends on
criminal.
What state.
This is criminal. They're charging him criminally.
But you know, still, it's going to be one of those things to where, oh well. Yeah, sure, three of these women, or five, or however many, wound up saying they weren't victims, but they were just brainwashed into thinking they weren't victims.
Yeah, but a lot of times in sex trafficking, the actual victims are people who've been threatened, right? Like, we know where your mother lives, and if you try to escape from us, we're going to kill her.
How are you going to take care of your kids? How are you going to put them through school? How are you going to do this and that? How are you going to pay the rent? Unless you do all this for us, because we're paying your bills.
Right.
Well, that's one pressure way of pressuring somebody, but it's not uncommon for like criminal gangsters to actually threaten violence.
I think all they got to do is
family
members. I think challenging your ability to pay your rent is probably more universal than
nobody else is going to take. I'm taking care of you. Nobody else will take care of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Over the past several weeks, this from Mashable.com, arrests of members from the purported self-help group Nexium have revealed an underground web of heinous crimes from sex slavery to pyramid schemes, according to Jess Joho at Mashable. Reports and rumors about the group's connections to Hollywood actors are mounting, and on Friday, actress Allison Mack, best known for her roles on Smallville and Wilfred, was also arrested on sex trafficking and forced labor charges. They talk about Keith Raniere, who again group members called Vanguard, as we mentioned before, being at the top of this particular pyramid. Court filings describe how Raniere used Nexium as an umbrella company to mask a secret society called DOS, which blackmailed and branded unsuspecting victims before forcing
unsuspecting.
Them. Yeah, I mean, sorry, you're going to see the brand coming. They were submitting themselves to that.
You're getting strapped down.
Right, but the blackmail, I think, is what they're saying. They blackmail the people into joining the thing.
Yeah, if they can prove blackmail, then they're going to have a real strong
case. There's an article from the Daily Beast where they're saying that Allison Mack was attempting to recruit women on Twitter, and nobody noticed it.
Oh, and Emma Watson, for example.
Right, so they have tweets here where she tweeted, at Emma Watson, I'm a fellow actress like yourself and involved in an amazing women's movement that I think you would dig.
Right, because she's a lefty, right,
I'd love to chat if you're open. And then she tweets, at Kelly Clarkson, I heard through the grapevine.
Kelly Clarkson is not a
She's going up to the top, huh?
This was back in 2013.
Trumper, right?
She said, I heard through the grapevine that you're a fan of Smallville. I'm a fan of yours. I'd love to chat. Wow. I don't see how either of those can necessarily be construed as, come join a sex cult.
It's the opening move, right? Like, she's just trying to reach out to them, and Twitter's a way that you can do that.
But the headline
she's
trying to recruit them to a sex cult in front of everybody's eyes.
There's a lot of sensationalism here that you've got to sort of get through.
Yeah, yeah. When you're talking about Scientology and you're trying to get them into your group, you don't start talking about the aliens first.
No, that's later.
That's way later.
You don't learn about that till what, like level 37
or
something?
Yeah. DOS, this other supposed inner cult, operated with levels of women slaves headed by masters, according to the court filing, because that's a cult in its own right, who in turn owed service not only to their masters, but the masters above them in the DOS pyramid. Ms. Mack is said to have been at the highest level of the pyramid just before Raniere, and he supposedly rewarded her with money and, quote, other benefits, unquote, for every victim that she convinced. And again, convincing is different from coercing. So if they can prove that they actually blackmailed these women into joining and being branded and becoming sex slaves, then they've got a case. If all the evidence has shown that these women voluntarily joined, and we haven't seen the defense's side, the only thing that the media has seen are the accusations from the federal government in this case. In a lot of cases, the feds or any government agencies don't really have a strong case. They're hoping for a plea deal. They're hoping to not have to go to trial, but they must know that this guy has the money to go to trial, so presumably they're prepared for that. We'll continue here. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only.
Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. We're back up on Skype, by the way, if you want to jump in there, you're welcome to. And in addition, our Discord on-air call-in line room is available over at discord.lrn.fm. It allows you to get on the air with us. You can talk about anything you want. Maybe you've been involved in a cult or a weird religion. You want to talk about your experience, how you got out. Or maybe you're still in there. And you want to recruit us. You can call in 855-450-FREE like freedom. You've got this story about Allison Mack, who is an actress, apparently, on the show Smallville, or was. I don't know if it's still on the air. Probably not.
Hasn't been in several years.
Yeah, so she is now, I guess, at some point she got involved in this Nexium alleged cult. And the leader of that cult, Keith Rainier, has been arrested, and now so has Allison Mack. And both of them have been charged with sex trafficking and something about forced labor charges as well. By the way, I want you to know about Liberty.menu, where you are completely consensually going to be going and adding yourself to the menu there of services. Liberty-oriented, libertarian-run, voluntarist-run, you know, anarchist-run, people who love freedom. People who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, that's what Liberty.menu is for. It's for people like you who want to connect with other libertarian types and have them come be your customers at your business. Or if you are a potential customer, you want to find out where local business owners are who also agree with freedom, you go to liberty.menu, and that's the place you can do that. Now, it's still a relatively new site. They need to have more people add their business to the menu, because if you go to, you know, where you live and there's nobody there, or, you know, or it doesn't appear to be anything there, it's probably just because people haven't heard about liberty.menu yet because it's so brand new. So go to liberty.menu. It's free to add whatever your entrepreneurial activities are to the menu. So, you know, whether it's a brick-and-mortar business, or something you do online, or maybe you're a content creator. There's digital content categories as well as event. So you're an events coordinator, yep. You're putting something together, you can list that there over at liberty.menu, and it's free to do these listings. So again, there's no reason not to be listed there unless you don't want to be found by other libertarians. So go to liberty.menu and you can do that today. So we're sharing with you the latest from the Allison Mack arrest story. She's an actress. She's pretty, just like many actresses are. And, of course, she is being used, allegedly, by this manipulative cult leader. At least that's what the media would have you believe. Now, obviously, we haven't heard their side of the story yet. The feds have made their allegations in this case and have made their arrests. But I suspect their side of the story is going to be, hey, this is a religion. It's legitimate. We're making the world a better place. So what if we have branding?
Were any of Manson's followers actors and actresses?
I don't know.
I thought they were killing actors,
but I mean, were any of them actual students of the...
Or wannabe actresses.
Yeah, wannabe actors.
Good question.
I don't know.
They were female, right? Most of his followers.
They were both. I think they were half and half.
So, according to the story here at Mashable.com, and again, you got to kind of realize the media is going to paint these people with as nasty a brush as possible, and it does sound pretty outrageous what some of the allegations are. In 2017, a YouTube video from the official Keith Raniere Conversations channel, he and Allison Mack discussed the, quote, authentic human, unquote. It reads now like a chilling preview of the tactics they potentially used to carry out the alleged operation. Quote, Mack and other DOS masters recruited DOS slaves by telling them that they were joining a women-only organization that would empower them and eradicate purported weaknesses that the NXIVM curriculum taught were common in women. The indictment says the women were pressured into providing collateral before they could join the elite secret society, providing naked pictures, sensitive information about themselves and loved ones, and even rights to their assets. This blackmail was then used to both keep them in the DOS society and maintain its secrecy. So, if you give a blackmailer all of the things that they need to hold over your head, is that really blackmail?
That's what I was starting to think when it said they turned over information.
Right. They wanted to join this group so badly that they gave them naked pictures, they gave them, you know, deeds to property or whatever other assets.
Right, so the question is, and I don't expect you to have the answer because, of course, the state isn't going to wind up saying this at this point, were there threats before the... If you don't give me naked photos, then X will happen. If you don't do this, X will happen.
Never mind threats. If a con artist tricks you out of giving your money to them, are they legit within the law? Because they, well, they...
Well,
they got you to do it. I mean,
it depends on what the con is, right? Like, if the con is, we're going to paint your driveway.
Exactly. So if it's...
I will paint your driveway if you give me $500.
Right, but what if they trick you into investment? I have this great investment. Give me $500 and I'll invest it and I'll get back to you.
If you actually did not invest it, then in that case that would be fraud. But if you actually paint the driveway, even if it's with a crappy paint that's going to wash off at the next rain shower, you did technically paint the driveway.
So, hold on. Here's a question, and I realize some people will say this is Daryl being pedantic, but it really matters here.
Words matter.
How much of the driveway must I paint before I have legally painted the driveway?
I tell you what,
if you painted my driveway with chalk, I would burn your truck down.
Well, you mean chalk paint?
Yeah, chalk.
Not actual paint,
not actual asphalt paint.
There's a sprayable chalk, though, that's like a spray paint.
But, no, so, like, if I just paint, like, a line down the middle of the driveway.
I have paint on the driveway in that case.
Painted the driveway.
This is where contracts come in handy, Daryl. And if you let a traveler paint your driveway without an agreement in place, and you don't know where they came from, and you don't, you know, they have
this
no.
This is why we have all these crappy ass laws that we have to deal with because
right.
people can't read
There's
contracts.
Buyer
beware. They can't get into contracts, and they. You know, they suffer the consequences.
And then there's questions of, well, you only painted with one coat, and generally people paint with two.
All right, that's
all right.
The women were, according to the story here again, required to provide the collateral before they could join the elite secret society. Now, they obviously don't know what's going to happen in the secret society. What they know is there's Allison Mack, this pretty actress who's saying, hey, I like your work, Kelly Clarkson. As you mentioned, Daryl, she was apparently pitching it on, or pitching something on Twitter. She's trying to connect with women in entertainment
on
Twitter.
You like girl empowerment.
Yeah.
So do I.
So you're going to learn all of the secrets of empowerment that I've learned, and it's been great for me so far. But look, before we can let you in, we have to make sure that you're not going to let these secrets out because it's a secret. Society, a secret sorority, and so therefore we're just going to need to have a sex video of you. We're going to need to make sure that you give us some money. We're going to need to make sure you give us whatever other information they can hold over their heads here, including sensitive information about themselves and their loved ones, rights to their assets. You just hand over all these things, and then we'll let you in the society. And if you're disappointed, you know, if you hand over all this stuff and then you find out that this secret society wasn't really what you thought it was, it didn't have the information that you were seeking, then again, they didn't tell you that they were going to give what specific information they were going to give you, just that they were going to let you in and then you were going to find out what the secret society believed. And if it turns out that you're uncomfortable with that, well, sorry, you wanted in so bad that you handed over sexy pictures of yourself, so you either leave and we release these photos... Or you stay in the cult. And in the case of cults, it's usually made difficult to leave, right? This isn't unusual when it comes to cults. You look at look, and I don't know if you can call them a cult because they're big enough, probably. Jehovah's Witness, if you look at them, the traditional method is if somebody leaves the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're supposed to be cut off, meaning that the Jehovah's Witnesses of that group or whatever will not talk to that person. Their family members even will not talk to that person. You are completely ostracized from that, your previous social group.
And you lose all your heaven points, right?
I don't know, probably. But you know, for most people, losing all of their human connections.
Excommunication is a serious tool as you know, to deal with issues like this.
Right. So we'll continue here. There's a little bit more about this, and I'm sure as this court case moves forward, we're going to learn more of the allegations. And on both sides, because, you know, I am interested in hearing the defense. I would like to hear what, you know, Allison Mack has to say, because she supposedly was basically second in command of this whole operation. There's more coming up, and this is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. If you want to join us, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the NXIVM alleged cult. NEXIVM is how it's spelled. The federal government arresting a couple or few, I guess more than one or two of the top dogs, allegedly behind what is ostensibly a sex slavery cult on the inside. I want you to get into the deeper levels of it. And we've read a couple of stories here, but what I just stumbled across, thanks to the link on Mashable.com, where they're talking about Allison Mack, who is an actress in a show called Smallville and I guess other things. She apparently was the number two operative just underneath the cult leader Keith Raniere in this organization that allegedly branded women.
Hence the brand AMKR.
Yeah, and which is the way
it makes more sense that she was in fact the second up.
Right,
she was not the next friend, Daryl. She was the best friend.
And so we've been going through this. It's absolutely fascinating, and of course, obviously interested in hearing the other side of the story because it's probably not as bad as the federal government's making it sound as though it is, and the media is probably blowing it somewhat out of proportion. Because again, I don't understand how somebody can be considered a slave if they have signed themselves into that. If you've decided you want to be told what to do by some cult master, then that's your choice. And that's not the same thing as slavery, which, of course, people were historically either born or sold into,
Right, and there have been many a debate amongst libertarians about whether or not someone is able to wind up signing over some of their sovereignty.
Indentured servitude.
Well, there are some people that say that the moment you sign over your sovereignty, you have ceased to own yourself, and then you can't do that because something. And
I think you can indenture yourself. As a libertarian, I believe you should.
So do I.
You own yourself.
I would say getting your vehicle registered is you're giving up your rights, and there's only one guy that I know in the state, and
well,
that's
in that
Dick
case,
Markle,
that's different because
he refuses to go through the process.
Well, what you're talking about with vehicle registration is different because you are being threatened in that case. So if you don't register your vehicle, you know men with guns are going to run you off the road.
What's the difference? If I am a person and you're putting a collar around my neck and dragging me off to the plantations, and I know that if I don't let you put the collar on my neck, you're going to shoot me.
Well, no, that would be the same for capturing a slave, but that doesn't jive with what's going on allegedly with NXIVM, right? These women want to join this organization. They may not know
right,
what goes on inside, but they want to join it.
But I'm talking about like voluntary indenturement.
Right, and
that's what we're talking about.
Is that the right word?
There are some women in the BDSM community that will sign slave contracts, meaning that they sign a contract saying, I will be your sub for X amount of time. And they have voluntarily signed over.
And they know that is going to come with some
the Dom is stuff. Going to control them for a period of time.
Let's go to Ricky, who might know a thing or two about that. Ricky, on the line in the Commonwealth, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
That's Ricky from the Commonwealth, leader of the
That's
Confederacy.
What he just said.
Oh, now you want to be called leader of the Confederacy? No, it's one or the other, buddy.
Exclusive.
Huh?
All of the above. Now, I have an exclusive for you, Brother Ian.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, I went out to go to the liquor store today, the state liquor store. Now, I'm very hot right now. I'm famous. Now, I was in full deputy mode when I went out. And I go in there, they see me, you know, and I will say sometimes I don't see so good in certain circumstances.
Who saw you?
Wait. I thought you were a deputy of the Skype groups. You're also a deputy of the liquor store. The liquor store.
Okay, don't be jerks. I'm going to give you an exclusive. In fact, I'm going to give you evidence. I'm going to give you the report I'm going to file tonight at 12 o'clock with the officer that I called to respond. The state's screwed. Okay, they're going to. I nailed them with 125 and 26 and violation of the ADA, and I'll figure some other stuff later.
And who did you nail exactly?
State liquor store.
Nailed the state liquor store. Okay, and under what allegation? What are you saying happened?
Because I'm Ricky from the Commonwealth, and I'm known.
That doesn't answer the question.
I'm Ricky. You're the liquor store. Therefore, you're in trouble.
Hey, Brother Freeman, I'll give you the call. You give me an exclusive privately. I'll give you the call when I get.
I'm not giving you anything, dude. I don't care what you did, but tell me anyway because it's radio, and maybe it'll be amusing.
I'm going to come to Keene, New Hampshire, because I'm going across the country. I'm going after pedophiles. I have to investigate.
Can you even drive?
Who said I'm driving?
So you're going to hitchhike? Greyhound bus?
He's going to jump on a horse.
Going to take the bus. Hey,
I'm taking Greyhound bus.
You.
It's,
yes.
it's the season for hitchhiking, by the way. It's
there's
snow
the ground. That is correct. I am Garvey. I'm Preston Garvey. That's correct. And I can give
Preston Garvey?
What?
From Top Fallout 4, yes, that is supposed to be.
Okay,
me.
That's what I thought you were saying. That's a character from a video game. You
also,
are a character.
Also, you want an exclusive? Comes with the congressman's office. I can tell you this.
Which congressman? There's 435 of them. Well, 535.
Do you believe you really believe you're a character in a video game?
And out of all video games, Fallout?
It's a good game.
You guys got to take this seriously because you get all these things there. You know, you got to take me seriously.
No,
none of what you say makes any sense.
I got 4 terabytes of evidence. That's why I'm going out west. My buddy that I work with.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, I thought you were coming to New England.
I remind him. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Enjoy the trip out west.
If you keep going west, you'll eventually get to New Hampshire.
Yeah, Ricky, if you want to get to New Hampshire, go through California. I'm all right with that.
There's a secret underwater highway.
Yeah.
Take that one.
Well, you go to Alaska. You go to California, you go north to Alaska, and then here, follow the land bridge. It's not there anymore.
I'm going to the phones here, guys. Who we have here on the line, on the amp line? Hello?
This is Jay.
Jay Freeville. Jay Noon. Hey, Jay.
Yes.
What's on your mind, dude?
I wanted to chime in a little bit about, power of attorney and voluntary servitude, slavery. So, as you guys know, I don't use driver's license. I happen to be traveling right now in a truck. Anyways, in Massachusetts and Vermont, I have found this to be the same with both states. I've done some license you know, the license battling there in court, both states.
Yep.
The Massachusetts one is Chapter 90, Section 3.5, and A, B, and C kind of say the same thing. And what it says is a person who applies for a license to operate a motor vehicle gives irrevocable power of attorney to the registrar of motor vehicles. Then the B and C have to do with like an automobile or trailer registration or something.
Mm.
And I found the same exact thing in Vermont statutes also, basically the same wording.
Well, I'm sure almost nobody who's actually gotten a driver's license was aware they were giving an irrevocable power of attorney. So,
and basically signing that contract.
Yeah, I mean, arguably there was not a meeting of the minds for that particular contract, but of course the state won't care about that.
So people are unknowingly giving power of attorney to the registrar of motor vehicles, which I'm going to dig it up here in New Hampshire and find out where it is someday, because this is something I want to bring to the attention of some state representatives and be like, hey, why are you allowing this agency to, you know, unknowingly give, you know, taking power of attorney from people, essentially. I don't know, word it better than that, obviously, but it's something I plan on getting into in the future and having some fun with, and hopefully Carol will help me with it when I get around to doing it.
I want to see Jay Noon run for political office. I think that'd be hilarious. I don't know if you could, though, because you're probably not registered to
vote. If he's not registered to vote, he can't run.
We're going to need a new Dick Marple. I mean, I love Dick Marple, but he's in his 80s, so he's probably not going to last a whole lot longer. For those that don't know, we're talking about State Representative Dick Marple. If you look up his name on YouTube, you'll find some really outrageous videos where he literally yells at a judge in a courtroom and gets away with it and has done some freedom to travel activism, has been arrested for it, Jay, and that's what you've done. You've done freedom to travel. You've never had a Social Security number. You don't have a driver's license.
And Dick continues to win, get voters to vote for him every year.
He wins the re-election, yes. He has not won in court, but he...
Oh, yes, exactly.
He wins re-election, and he's really entertaining and an interesting character. Jay Noon, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, about running for, a position, political position here on the Shire, I actually have talked to Christopher Gronsky quite a bit about doing such a thing. It's also something he's looking to do. And basically what we're looking to do, the way we're looking to go about it, is running as a state national in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
New Hampshire
deserves more discussion, but we don't have time for it tonight. And I've actually got some news in that area that you might find interesting, too, when we do talk about that, Jay. So remind me to tell you about that. But we're out of time for tonight.
Candidate filing deadline about a month and a half.
All right, more coming up tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime. Head over to freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.